The next one is the sound for the combinations of A-N, A-M, E-N, E-M. In a word, it's merely the A, so the A sound, nasalized. A-N. A-N. You try it. Be sure you don't get any N sound here. A-N. And here's our list. Dans, vent, Jean, quand, enfant, sans, blanc. Now let's try them. Ready? In, dans, 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 wind, vent, vent, vent. John, the boy's name. Jean, Jean, Jean. When, quand, quand, quand. Child, enfant, enfant, enfant. Blood, sang, sang, sang. White, blanc, blanc, blanc. For I-N, I-M, A-I-N, A-I-M, E-I-N, E-I-M, there's another vowel. You pronounce the front vowel, eh, eh, and nasalize it. Eh, 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 eh. And here are some words. Vin, pain, cinq, fin, enfin. Now let's practice them. Wine, vin, vin, vin. Bread, pain, pain, pain. Five, cinq, cinq, cinq. End, fin, fin, fin. Finally, enfin, enfin, enfin. For UN and UM spellings, we generally have the sound un, un. This is really the mixed vowel OE, nasal. Un, un. Now try it. Now for some of the words. Un, parfum, commun, lundi, humble. And once again for practice, one, un, un, un. Perfume, parfum, parfum, parfum. Common, commun, commun, commun. Monday, lundi, lundi, lundi. Humble, 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 humble. And this completes our 16 vowel sounds. You will want to go back over these sounds again from time to time to be sure that you can say them perfectly and with ease. Because remember, if you can say them, you can recognize them when they are spoken. And this will be very important in the recorded conversations. Now we'll turn our attention to the consonants in French. You will find that most of them are really very similar to English. A few will be somewhat different, and you'll want to concentrate a lot of attention on them. So let's start with the consonants more or less in the order of the alphabet. B is practically identical to English B, 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 except perhaps that it's not quite so explosive. Listen to these words. Bébé, bateau, bon, bois, beau, belle. Suppose we try them. Again, I'll say the English first and so on. Baby, bébé, bébé, bébé. Boat, bateau, bateau, bateau. Good, bon, bon, bon. Wood, bois, bois, bois. Beautiful, beau, beau, beau. We'll skip C because that's a letter and not a sound. We are thinking only of sounds here, and we'll be speaking about C in relation to its sound later on. The letter D is practically the same as in English, a little less breath, as with all the French consonants. Listen just to these words. Donner, danser, doux. F is exactly, for our purposes, the same as in English, and it's spelled with an F and with a combination PH. G, the G, G, or hard sound, is a sound whenever you have G before A, O, or U, just as we do in English, G, G. Before E, I, the and Y, the G has a soft sound, Z, Z. This sound is also heard whenever we have the letter J. And here are a few words. Déjeuner, jeune, Jean, danger, je, manger. Let's try them for practice. Lunch, déjeuner, déjeuner, déjeuner. Young, jeune, jeune, jeune. John, Jean, Jean, Jean. Danger, 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 danger. Game, jeu, jeu, jeu. To eat, manger, manger, manger. C has two sounds. Before A, O, and U, it is like K, k, k. And the K and Q, U are also pronounced k. Here again, a little less breath. Listen to these words, and we won't practice them. Capital, comté, coupable, qui, quand. L needs some attention. The tip of the tongue must be held firmly against the upper front teeth. Don't let the tongue slip back into the mouth as we do in English. And the tongue is humped high forward in the mouth. L, l. You'll want to practice this to be sure that you have it well forward. L. Here's a list of words. Belle, balle, le, les, il. Ready to try them? First, remember, though, to avoid swallowing the L by releasing it when it comes to the end of the word. Belle, belle. Ready? Beautiful. Belle, belle, belle. Bullet. Balle, balle, balle. V, le, le, le. They, il, il, il. The M sound and the N sound are just as in English and usually spelled in the same way. Remember, though, that after or with combinations of certain vowels, they're not heard, and they merely make those vowels nasal. P is about the same as in English. Here again, with a little less breath. Listen just to these words. Papa, père, payer, cap, la paix. French R is something entirely foreign to English. Remember when I told you that about the rasping sound in the back of the throat? And that's about it. This is the only real way to pronounce the French R. Start out with a broad ah, ah, way back in the throat. And then almost try to gag on it. Ah, 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 ah. Do you feel it? Now, if that doesn't work, try growling like a dog in the back of the throat. Rrr, rrr. Make it vibrate so that you really feel it. Later on, you can learn to control it and make it softer. Listen to these words. Parachute, faire, pour, revenir, dire, prendre. Suppose we practice them. Parachute, parachute, parachute. That word means parachute. Father, père. Père, père. For, the preposition. Pour, pour, pour. Return, revenir, revenir, revenir. To say, dire, dire, dire. To take, prendre, prendre, prendre. If you absolutely cannot master the R, a fair substitute can be had by trilling the R on the tip of the tongue. Parachute, parapluie, pour, prendre. but to the French ear, this usually sounds strange and somewhat countrified. S is, of course, pretty much like the English S. It's also the sound for C before E and I, and Y, and a double S, just as in English. A couple of examples should be enough to let you hear it. Sans, sous, assez, c'est. T is also pretty much as in English. There is no TH sound in French, so that the combination TH is sounded like a T. As you listen to the sound of T in the conversations, you will find that, like so many others, there is a little less breath. V and W have the same sound in French. V. Both of them are sounded like a V, V, like a V. No problem here. Z and S between vowels have the same sound. Z. Just as in English, z, z. SH does not exist in French, but the combination CH is sounded like our English SH. Listen to these. Chat, château, cher, riche. So much for the consonants. A few other sounds may need attention, and they're about halfway between consonants and vowels. First of all, listen to this list. We have a sound of I before a vowel, I or Y before another vowel in the same word, and it becomes like a Y. Bien, cahier, payer, essayer, étudiant. Suppose we practice them. Well, bien, bien, bien. Notebook, cahier, cahier, cahier. To try. Essayer. Essayer. Student. Étudiant. 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 Next, the letters G and N are pronounced somewhat like our NY in canyon or NI in senior. Listen to these. Montagne. Baigner. Peigne. O-U before another consonant usually becomes a W, before another vowel, I mean, becomes a W, W sound. As in these words, West, Ouest, Souhait. But O-I and O-Y become WA. Listen to these. Moi, Bois, Loi, Au revoir. Then O-I-N becomes loin, as in loin, coin, moins. And a U before another vowel is a much more rounded sound that we hear in these words. Huit, huître, aujourd'hui, juin, juillet. The combination I-double-L also often has the sound of our Y in yes, y, y. Very often, too, it is combined with another vowel. In that case, we hear the other vowel first, followed by the Y sound. Listen to these. Fille, grille, gentille, bataille, écaille. Similarly with I-L. The combination is sounded like y, and usually found coupled with another vowel. Here is a list of words. Travail, détail, soleil, vieille, œil. Here again, this is not always a general rule, and you will want to listen for each case as it comes up. As a last point, there is no H sound in French, just as there is no TH. And now, when you've worked this far, you have gone through the sounds of the French language once. Most of them cause your speech organs little difficulty. If you need more practice, go back to those that you haven't mastered yet to your satisfaction.
End of French pronunciation exercise.